The Fable Remarkable Project GitHub repository called Riddle was one of the more delightful things on HN today. Someone took a remarkable e-ink tablet and built a system where the device behaves like Tom Riddle's diary from Harry Potter. You write something in it, and the diary writes back. The technical implementation uses an on-device language model integration with the Remarkable's handwriting recognition, so the interaction happens in handwritten form. You write in ink, the diary responds in a handwriting font that appears on the next line.
The 315 comments reflect how much this resonated with people, and I think it's worth pausing on why. There's been a lot of anxiety in the HN community about AI making computing feel less personal, less craft-like. This project goes in exactly the opposite direction. It uses AI to create something that feels more intimate, more analog, more like an artifact. The implementation details in the GitHub README are quite thoughtful. They've put effort into making the latency of the response feel appropriately mysterious rather than instantaneous, because a diary that responds in 200 milliseconds breaks the fiction.
The Office CLI project from iOffice AI is more squarely in the enterprise tooling category. It's a command line interface that allows AI agents to read and edit Microsoft Office files, DOCX, XLSX, PPTX, without needing to launch the actual Office applications. The 187 points and 55 comments suggest solid interest, and the use case is clear. As AI agents increasingly handle document workflows in enterprise environments, you need a way to programmatically manipulate Office format documents without either Microsoft's APIs or spinning up a full Office installation. The HN comments had interesting discussion about how this compares to using LibreOffice's UNO API in headless mode, which has been the traditional solution to this problem.
The AMD Ryzen AI Halo review from LTT Labs is fascinating from a hardware economics perspective. A $4,000 AI developer kit built around AMD's new APU, that's an accelerated processing unit, combining CPU and GPU on the same die, targeting developers who want to work on local AI inference without buying a separate discrete GPU. The LTT Labs review apparently found the NPU performance in the Halo competitive with a mid-range discrete GPU for inference workloads at significantly lower power consumption.
$4,000 is a lot for a developer machine, but the comparison class isn't a typical laptop. It's a workstation or a developer cloud bill. If you're spending $2,000 a month on API costs for development work, the economics of a $4,000 local inference machine look reasonable within 2 months. AMD is clearly betting that the market for edge inference hardware is going to grow substantially, and they want developer mindshare before NVIDIA completely dominates that space too.
The 229 HN comments included a lively debate about whether AMD's ROCm software stack, their CUDA competitor, has improved enough to be a realistic choice for AI development. The historical knock on ROCm has been that while the hardware is competitive, the software ecosystem is years behind CUDA in terms of framework support, debugging tools, and community resources. Several commenters reported genuinely positive experiences with recent ROCm versions, which would be meaningful if true. But AMD has been promising ROCm improvements for years, and the CUDA moat has proven durable.
Pruning RAG context is a more targeted technical story from Coppa.ai's engineering blog, but it's getting 109 points because it addresses a real pain point. RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, is the dominant architecture for building AI applications on top of proprietary data. You retrieve relevant chunks from your document store and pass them to the model as context. The problem is that retrieved context is often noisy. You pull in 5 chunks of text, when only one sentence from one chunk actually contains the answer. That extra context increases cost, increases latency, and can actually degrade answer quality by giving the model irrelevant information to work around.
The Coppa.ai approach is to run a lightweight post-retrieval pruning step that identifies which spans within the retrieved context are actually load-bearing for answering the specific query and strips the rest before passing to the generation model. The claimed results, significant reduction in context length with maintained or improved answer quality, are consistent with the theoretical prediction. The HN comments were skeptical in a productive way, asking for ablation studies, and questioning whether the pruning model itself introduces errors. It's a genuine engineering contribution, even if the paper needs more rigorous evaluation.
Linux on the Atari Jaguar deserves a mention because it represents a certain HN archetype. Someone doing something technically difficult for no commercial reason whatsoever, just to see if it can be done. The Atari Jaguar was a 64-bit console from 1993 that famously underperformed its specifications and was discontinued in 1996. Getting Linux to boot on it in 2026 requires dealing with a Motorola 68000 secondary processor alongside the custom Tom and Jerry chips, with no documentation and no community support infrastructure. The fact that it's running, reportedly achieving a shell prompt, is a testament to someone's patience and skill.
The M or PC concatenative OS is in a similar vein. It's an operating system built around concatenative programming principles, which is the paradigm underlying languages like Forth and Factor. Stack-based, point-free, genuinely alien to anyone whose programming background is in C family or functional languages. The wiki on xev.com is characteristically dense and beautiful. These projects exist at the overlap of computer science archaeology and forward-looking systems exploration, and they consistently generate HN threads that go deep into programming language theory.
The canny model checker for Rust, published as an RxiV preprint, is more immediately practical. Model checking is a formal verification technique where you mathematically prove that a program satisfies certain properties rather than testing it empirically. Rust's ownership system already eliminates whole categories of bugs at compile time, but there are safety properties it can't verify, things like arithmetic overflow, array bounds in specific execution paths, malmail, or the absence of panic in production code. Kani extends Rust's safety guarantees by allowing developers to write formal specifications and verify them exhaustively.
The 149 points, and notably only 9 comments, reflect something about the HN community. Formal verification is respected, but niche. Most working engineers aren't using model checkers in their daily workflow. But the Rust ecosystem has been pushing further toward correctness than almost any other mainstream language, and Kani is a credible research contribution from the AWS formal verification team. As Rust expands into safety-critical domains, automotive, aerospace, medical devices, tools like Kani will matter more.